And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Luke 2, verse 36 through 38. Simeon delivers his prophecy to Joseph and Mary, confirming Jesus Christ is the one true Messiah who will bring in salvation for all the nations. Many in Israel will fall through the rejection of Christ and rise again when they receive the gift of salvation through Christ. Simeon told them that Christ is the sign confirming divine works through miracles and wonders which shall be spoken against by many. Intense agony would pierce Mary's soul, for it would take Christ's suffering and death to bring redemption for all men to accept the gift of salvation. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set forth the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Luke 2, verse 30 through 35. The prophecies of God also show the Messiah would be preceded by a forerunner for the Hebrew people. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Malachi 3, verse 1, Isaiah 40, verse 3.